Welcome to this edition of Voice of America's Women Rising. I'm your host, Frances Alonso. The headlines last week were sobering. Police in central India arresting a doctor who performed sterilization procedures at a government-run health camp that left at least 13 women dead. Poonam Matreja is the executive director of the Population Fund of India. She tells me that there are other alternatives for women seeking contraception that don't involve surgery. That initiative is part of Family Planning 2020, a global partnership that supports women and girls to decide for themselves whether, when, and how many children they want to have.
India has one of the highest rates of early marriage, and access to contraception for young girls has been very difficult. The government of India has had a 60-year-old program which was focusing primarily on sterilizations, and now the government has focused a fair amount on the option of using IUCD-375, which is a 5-year efficacy contraceptive. The momentum for family planning, I will not say started only with FP 2020, but we've had a family planning program which focused primarily on sterilization. But now that there is a focus on spacing, the commitment is for 48 million new girls and women, in addition to the 100 million girls we already have practicing family planning. There are 900,000 community health workers who are distributing contraceptives at the household level to newly married couples, for encouraging spacing of 2 years after marriage and 3 years after the birth of the first child. We have averted 3,600,000 unintended pregnancies and 49,500 maternal deaths through the use of modern contraceptives.
Who's paying for it? Is it free to the girls? Is it free to the families?
Yes. Yes, Government of India has a free program. In fact, not only do they provide family planning methods free, but there's an incentive. So the health provider who takes a girl or a child to accept a contraceptive gets a financial incentive, and so does the woman who opts for family planning. So it is an incentive-based program, which I am against, by the way. I feel the money that we spent on incentives should be invested in quality of care. Our quality needs a lot of improvement in terms of counseling and post-contraceptive side effect management.
Okay, so an incentive, is that money or is
it... Yes, money. It's cash.
To be paid to use it increases her value in the eyes of her family, does it not? How is that bad?
Sure, but we have to change that. A girl, her maternal health, her value should not be equated only with incentives. It sends a wrong message by the government. We have to value our girls and women more. I'm thinking more of the long term. And the fact that in India there is a son preference, and all that will not change unless we begin to show greater value and respect for women in the public health facilities and the government sends out a signal. I'm not saying that incentives do not help some members of the community in coming up for family planning, but we have to change the paradigm. The trade-off is only getting money and therefore girls' maternal health. The women's status has improved when healthcare facilities and education are more respectful and send out stronger messages on respect and value for girls and women. Also, please remember that India has very skewed sex ratios, and how are we going to change that in early marriage too? It's when girls are in school, when girls are valued. We have to, as a society, advocate for more value of girls.
That was Poonam Matreja, the executive director of the Population Fund of India. You can read more on FP 2020 at www.familyplanning2020.org. You can read a transcript of this interview and check out other podcasts of Women Rising at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso. Thank you for joining me on Women Rising.